When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This week from GNC, we can review powered by Geek News Central. Stan Lee passes away. Amazon HQ2 locations announced. Yes, there are two locations. The next iPhone will have 5G. Plus, there is more evidence that Facebook can make you lonely. It's Friday, November 16th, 2018. My name is Kirk Corliss, and this is episode 3 of the GNC Week in Review podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode. And please subscribe on the website at gncweekly.com, be it Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, your favorite podcast app, also by email, or stream on TuneIn, Spotify, or in Stitcher. Also on the site is where the show notes from each episode is posted every Friday evening. Make sure to get connected with GNC Weekly on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus at GNC Weekly. I'd also love to hear your comments at gncweekly@gmail.com. All right, let's jump into the tech news with the latest news from geeknewscentral.com from this past week. And first up, if you have read comic books in the past or saw the Spider-Man movies or Black Panther, you can thank Stan Lee. He was creator of not only these characters, but many more. He passed away on Monday. He has been credited for creating and co-creating a variety of characters in the Marvel Universe that have gone to become extremely successful. It includes, again, I mentioned a moment ago, Black Panther, Spider-Man, X-Men, Thor, Iron Man, Fantastic Four, The Incredible Hulk, Daredevil, and Ant-Man, just to name a few. He passed away at the age of 95. In other news, you may have smart assistants, and I don't want to trigger anyone's device, like Alexa or the G word or the S word. But do you remember the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey? How about in that movie, HAL 9000? Well, Canadian actor Douglas Rain was the voice of HAL 9000. He has died at the age of 90. Though hardly a household name, millions have been and continue to be haunted by Rain's cold monotone as the HAL 9000 computer in Stanley Kubrick's 1968 masterpiece 2001, A Space Odyssey. As reported by the Register.co.uk on Tuesday, the voice of the murderous machine was purposely motionless, belying the fact that it was a brilliant piece of acting. It's difficult to imagine being quite as disturbing done in any other way. He was much more than a computer voice, however. He was a highly regarded and respected member of the Canadian theater, who was not only a great actor, but also went out of his way to organize countless events and festivals for the enjoyment of others. So, rest in peace, Stan Lee and Douglas Rain. In smartphone news this week, geeknewscentral.com and the Geek News Central podcast reported on the Samsung foldable phone that's going to arrive in March. And according to the Korean Yonhap News Agency, the current working name for the phone is Galaxy F, and it is targeting a extremely, extremely expensive price at $1,770 when the phone launches. Now, two questions I have, and please send me your comments to gncweekly@gmail.com. One, would you spend close to $1,800 for a phone? For me personally, I wouldn't. I would not spend $1,800, well over that for a phone. And number two, would you spend it on a foldable phone? For me, again, I will not spend any money on a foldable phone. But I would love to hear your thoughts. So please email me at gncweekly@gmail.com. Next up, Motorola has already come out with a 5G Moto mod for its latest Moto phone. And next into the 5G arena is Apple, Apple is coming into the arena, into that 5G arena. And CNET.com is reporting that it's possibly not going to release, Apple is not going to release an iPhone with 5G next year. There's new evidence that makes the possibility of a 5G iPhone in 2020 seem more likely. A big reason that Apple was not expected to release a 5G iPhone next year was because that due to the belief that only Qualcomm would have a 5G chip ready in time. And since Apple and Qualcomm are currently involved in an ongoing legal battle, it seems unlikely that Apple would use Qualcomm's 5G chip. And since Apple uses Intel chips in its iPhones, and because Intel will have a 5G chip ready next year, it's possible that the 2020 iPhone could support 5G. And Apple didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. So stay tuned in 2020 if Apple is going to release an iPhone with 5G. In other iPhone news, and this was also mentioned on the last episode, yesterday's episode of the Geek News Central podcast, all about the iOS 12.1 update. Apparently it caused one owner's phone to explode. The owner's name is Rocky Mohammadali, Mohammadali, I'm from mispronouncing this gentleman's name. I apologize. He claims that after updating the latest version of iOS, his iPhone X suddenly got hot and exploded. And I'll have the story and also the photos in the show notes about this. It shows that there was no small explosion, reported that there was no small explosion, as it seems that it was big enough to shatter the glass on the back of the phone, leaving a huge gaping hole. He spoke to Gadget360, where he said, quote, "This year, early January, I bought the iPhone and have been using it normally. Dark gray smoke started coming from the phone. The update was completed. And as soon as the phone turned on, it started to smoke and caught fire," unquote. He also claims that he was using an official Apple charger, which rules out any fault usually associated with third-party or unofficial chargers. Apple support has responded to him via Twitter when he posted this on his tweet and his iPhone, about his iPhone exploding, and asked Apple what's going on. Apple claims support that is not quote unquote expected behavior, and that he should message them to resolve it. The iPhone X has been on the market for more over a year without any incident or any reports. So it's safe to say that this could be one isolated incident. So we'll keep you posted if anything comes up on if we hear to see if any more iPhones explode and anything comes up later on this coming week. We'll keep an eye out. In other more iPhone news, we all know Black Friday is coming next Friday after day after Thanksgiving on November 23rd. Well, in China, there is a 1 day sale, and it's called Singles Day, which is held on 11/11 or November 11th. And on the Singles Day, it earned the site, and I believe it's via Alibaba. It earned in 1 day. Are you ready for this? $30.8 billion in 1 day. $30.8 billion. And the top-selling phone during Singles Day was the iPhone. Wow. I mentioned at the top, this podcast can be found on Spotify, and tying in nicely with the Apple News this week. Spotify is coming soon on the Apple Watch. So when Spotify comes out, rolls out on your Apple Watch, please tune in to the GNC Week in Review on Spotify. Closing out the smartphone news this week brings us to Android and its latest operating system, Android Q. That's coming. And speaking of the foldable smartphone that I mentioned earlier, Android is officially supporting foldable smartphones. And then Google will bring a new feature with Android Q called Multi-Resume. It will make it possible for multiple apps to be open and active at the same time. It will be possible to make this happen on Pi as well, which is currently Android P. Now, that's the latest operating system that's on all Android Pixel phones now. So it's Android P. However, the device manufacturer and app developers will have to opt in for multi-resume. That won't be the case with Android Q, as it will have support for this feature by default. Manufacturers will be capable of keeping all apps active in multi-window. Native support for this functionality in Android will certainly be welcomed, but it won't arrive until the end of next year, as Android Q still has a long way to go before it's ready for release. And lastly, in Android news from AndroidCentral.com, There is the best Android launchers for 2018. There's a detailed list on the page, and I'll have the link in the show notes that you can check it out for yourselves. For many majority of people, including myself, it's on Facebook to find out what's going on with our friends and family. I'm usually on it once a day, finding out what's going on. I check on different Facebook groups. There are several podcasting groups that I follow. There's high school groups that I follow. There's other work. I have a full-time job, and there's different Facebook groups that I join on. Interaction with coworkers and things of that nature. You can get connected. Speaking of groups, you can get connected with GNC Week in Review. I'm on Facebook at GNC Weekly. So this story kind of taken some pause with me when there's an article up on the Verge.com, and there's a study that's being published in the December edition of the Journal of Social and Clinical Psychology. And the study entails where 143 participants complete a survey to determine mood and well-being at the study's start, plus shared shots of their iPhone battery screens to offer a week's worth of baseline social media data. Participants were then randomly assigned to a troll group, which had users maintain their typical social media behavior, or an experimental group that limited time on Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram to 10 minutes per platform per day. For the next 3 weeks, participants shared iPhone battery screenshots to give the researchers weekly tallies for each individual. With that data in hand, they looked at seven outcome measures, including fear of missing out, anxiety, depression, and loneliness. Participants who reduced their time on social sites saw a statistically significant decrease in depression and loneliness, according to the study. So that's interesting, right? You're on it for a period of time, then when you're off it, there was a decrease. Todd mentioned on the podcast, yesterday's podcast, about, you know, watching your time on Facebook. So it's a good listen to this. Yesterday's episode, it was 1327. Now, Facebook was quick to respond, saying, quote, "Facebook did not participate in the study, but our teams are working to better understand the research about technology and well-being. We want people's time on Facebook to be meaningful and positive, and are building tools with well-being in mind so they can better manage their experience. They can better manage their experience. We are committed to continuing this work to foster safe and supportive communities for everyone." So I'd love to know what's everyone's thoughts about using social media, be it Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, what have you. Are you on it, like me, once a day? Are you on it? I know there's some people that are on it multiple times during a day, which boggles my mind. God bless them, they're on it. But either what are your thoughts? Do you use it often, less often? Does it do you have feelings on? And I know with politics that were happening, and I'm not going to get into the politics. It's not a politics podcast. It's a tech podcast. But there's been a lot of left and right, what have you. But nonetheless, I'd love to hear your thoughts about social media and about things of that nature. Please let me know. Please feel free to send me an email at gncweekly@gmail.com. Next up, also on TheVerge.com, hackers were able to compromise Target's Twitter account on Tuesday for use in a Bitcoin scam that has been ramping up over the past few months. There were scammers where they were making fake accounts impersonating Elon Musk, an act that is against Twitter's terms of service. The accounts would post fake links under Musk's tweets that ask users to send a small amount of Bitcoin in order to receive a larger amount. It's confusing enough tactic that, according to TechCrunch, has been a profitable endeavor, making the hackers over $37,000 in cryptocurrency in just a few hours. Target said in a statement to The Verge early this morning. Again, this was on Tuesday. Target's Twitter account was inappropriately accessed. The access lasted for approximately half an hour, and one fake tweet was posted during that time about a Bitcoin scam. We are in close contact with Twitter, have deleted the tweet, and have locked the account while we investigate further. Moving on, after numerous cities that applied to Amazon for its HQ2 location, it was announced that HQ2 will be split in two locations. Amazon announced that its second U.S. headquarters would be split between two cities, Queens, New York, and the Crystal City area of Arlington, Virginia. Amazon has promised 50,000 jobs and $5 billion of capital spending for HQ2, which will now be split equally between the two chosen locations. So congrats to Queens, New York, and Arlington, Virginia, on being part of Amazon's HQ2. Couple more stories to finish up this week. If you like to watch sports and you're a cork hunter out there, there are a lot of options available to you. And I found this on Engadget.com on the best way to stream live sports. I'll have the link in the show notes. Also on Engadget.com, the review of the ALEXA microwave oven. There was concern for me at first when I first heard about this microphone that it's going to be a microphone hidden somewhere on it. Excuse me one second. I have to take a drink of some refreshment. I was concerned about the microwave. There'll be a microphone somewhere near that, so ALEXA can hear me, and I don't want anything being ordered prematurely, and weird things going on. So luckily, there isn't one. You can link up ALEXA. Excuse me, link up the Amazon microwave with ALEXA. To a device like an Amazon Dot. There's a full review about the microwave on a link in the show notes. Also in the show notes, as I promised, I have a lot of links of those Black Friday deals from Sam's Club, Target, Newegg, Samsung, Amazon, Nintendo Black Friday deals, PlayStation Black Friday deals, Xbox One Black Friday deals, Microsoft Black Friday deals. There's a lot there. There's tons of there. As I mentioned last episode, I was going to, if there's any more Black Friday deals to be found, I'll make sure that all of them are going to be posted on the show notes, and there's a lot there, including tips on Black Friday shopping, and there's a great article on how not to get hacked when traveling for the holidays. And in the Thanksgiving theme this week over at CNET.com, they have, and if I get the word, I'm getting tongue-tied here. It's a little late for me. And in the Thanksgiving theme this week over at CNET.com, there's an article titled, that's a great title called Tech Turkeys 2018, the biggest screw-ups in tech this year. They range in tech this year. We have stories ranging from Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, Elon Musk's mysterious tweets, the Facebook portal just came out, which I agree is a turkey on so many levels, and a lot more. And I'll have the link in the show notes for you to check that out. Finally this week, you may want to follow this news story, the tech news story. Under why would anyone do such a thing? So on an iPhone, I don't have an iPhone. I have a Pixel 2, so I'm not familiar with iPhones somewhat. But there on an iPhone, there is a feature called Find My iPhone. It lets you either remotely lock your device, locate it, or remotely wipe it. It's useful if you don't want people to know what's on your device and if you want to lock it to prevent people from reselling it. Well, one woman decided to use this feature to wipe her iPhone X, who was a whelp, and she decided to do that because she decided to wipe her iPhone X when she was the driver of a suspect driving. She decided to wipe her iPhone X. And the reason why she did that is because she was the driver of a suspect involved in a drive-by shooting. Wow. Her name is Julia Graham. She was accused of remotely wiping an iPhone X that was seized as a part of evidence in a case. As a result of her allegedly wiping the iPhone X and destroying potential evidence, Grant has since been charged with two counts of tampering with physical evidence and one count of hindering prosecution. According to the court documents, quote, the defendant was aware of the intentions of the police department at the conclusion of the interview with her. Again, why would anyone do such a thing? And when I saw this story, it just, the jaw hit the floor, and wow, incredible. That's a shame. It's sad. Unbelievable. All right, that is the tech news of the week. Thank you so much for tuning in and subscribing to the podcast. I would love to hear from everyone out there with your feedback on this week's podcast, suggestions on stories, or just say hi. Let me know how I'm doing. because this is the third episode of the GNC Week in Review podcast. So I'd love to hear from you on your thoughts. And I would like to thank everyone for tuning in. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast. It's posted every Friday evening at gncweekly.com, or you can get the last episode, be it if you have an iPhone, Android device, or any podcast app of choice. Or there's other ways you can do stuff. If you have no idea what I'm talking about and how to subscribe, there's a link on more subscribe options on the right-hand column on the bottom. It'll show you how to get started. But please feel free to email me gncweekly@gmail.com. Please get connected again on Facebook, Twitter, or on Google+ at GNCweekly. And finally, lastly, programming note, this upcoming Thursday is Thanksgiving. I will be taking that weekend off to celebrate with my family. So I will return in 2 weeks from today on November 30th for another episode of the GNC Week in Review podcast. Till then, again, if you're in the United States, you are celebrating Thanksgiving. If it's not the United States, hope you have a great week. But if you are in the United States, please have a safe, happy, and healthy Thanksgiving. And I will talk to you all soon on the next episode of the GNC Week in Review podcast. It was 2 weeks from today, November 30th. Excuse me. Excuse me. So I will talk to you all then 2 weeks from today. Again, 2 weeks from today, November 30th, for another episode of the GNC Week in Review podcast. So till then, I will talk to you all soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.